Providing personalized assistance and recommendation can enhance the shopping experience and drive conversions. So in certain store nowadays, there is a personalized assistant which is provided to the customer, and then there are recommendations as well, which definitely helps into drawing conversions. So when a customer walks in, and if there is a support service representative or a customer care associate is there along with the customer, and he or she is moving the customer and helping them in each and every section, providing them a personalized assistance, that definitely results into conversion, good figures in conversion, and that will definitely drive conversions over there. So that's regards to the personalized assistance. Implementing effective queue management checkout process can reduce wait times and encourage purchase decision. So the head cashier, the cash supervisor, and the floor supervisor needs to manage the queue management at the cash tills to ensure that the customers are not irate. They just don't drop the what decision they have taken with regards to the products. They don't drop the products, but they actually go ahead and bill the product so that the conversion rate is not affected. So similarly, the head cashier needs to keep an eye on the customer movement, and if the queues are longer, then he needs to open one or two more cash tills. Putting one or two cashiers will definitely ease the pressure on the remaining cashiers. It will, the queue will start moving, and the customers will not drop the decision they have taken. They will not drop the purchase. They will bill it, and ensuring that the conversion is higher. What are the challenges and consideration? So inaccurate conversion rates may result from multiple bills generated for the same customer. So there is one of the challenge over here, that the conversion rate might not be accurate, because there are chances where the customer does multiple billings, thereby the data might not give a clear picture. That is one of the challenge. Continuous training on product knowledge and selling skill is essential for improving conversion rates. So once the customer asks any doubt about the product, and if the staff is aware, they know all the features, advantages and benefits, they will be able to convert the customer from a potential customer to a buyer. Similarly, that's the reason continuous training on product knowledge is must to ensure the conversion rate doesn't go down. Conversion rate analysis provides insights into store performance and direction for improvement. So definitely it's one of the KPI. In case the conversion rates are going down, then provides a lot of insight, and a lot of corrective action needs to be taken for that improvement. Identifying and addressing barriers to conversion, such as pricing concern or product availability issues, is crucial. So in case a store is in an area where the income bracket is of middle class or from a lower strata, then definitely they need to check the pricing of the products in case the product mix is correct, whether the smaller packets are available or not. They also need to check whether the customers which are walking in are a person who are bargain, who needs low discounting, who needs low price products, or are they person who looks for discount. So that is one of the way of looking why the conversion is around. Is the product pricing crucial? Is that a parameter? Definitely that needs to be taken in consideration, and corrective measure needs to be taken. So definitely stock is one thing. Second thing is the manpower. Third thing is the footfalls. Fourth thing is the announcements and the promotions. So all those barriers which are affecting conversion needs to be taken care, get into picture, and ensure that it's delivered right place, right product is delivered at the right time to the right customer. Regular feedback from customers can help in understanding their preference and improving conversion strategies. So when the feedback mechanism is in place, regularly if the customer service desk and the manager speak to customers, they will try to understand that where the store is going wrong, and the corrective steps taken would result into increasing conversion. Understanding average bill value, so ABV. Average bill value is calculated as the total sales revenue divided by number of bills which are generated. Higher ABV contributes to higher sales revenue, emphasizing the importance of maximizing each transaction. Analyzing ABV trends over time can reveal shifts in customer purchasing behavior and market dynamics. So normally the store team is encouraged to sell a high value products, and when the high value products are sold, it will result into higher ABV, average bill value, that will definitely increase the top line, the sales, and that's the focus of the whole entire store team. Similarly, analyzing ABV trends over time can reveal the shifts in customers' behavior, purchasing behavior and marketing dynamics. So in case if there is a sales going on, end of season sale going on, or there is a promotion and the customers are buying huge quantities, definitely it's one of the data points to analyze that yes, in case of promotions, the sales are higher, and in case the products are sold at full value, then definitely there are customers who are walking in are bargain hunters and they don't believe in buying by paying a full price. So all these data, all these reports when generated, gives a clear-cut picture about how the purchasing behavior is and how the market dynamics are moving. Implementing dynamic pricing strategies and bundling offers can encourage customers to spend more per transaction. So the marketing team needs to sit with the category team and ensure the pricing strategies are in place. They need to make an offer, a bundle offer. Maybe if a customer is buying one product and there is another product which is available on a 50% price or some discounts are offered on the second product as well. So thereby, when there are two products which are purchased, definitely it will result into a higher ABV. So here the strategies needs to be used. There should be strategies between the store marketing team and the zonal marketing team along with the category team, buying team, to ensure that the customers spend more per transaction. Providing incentives for bulk purchases or upselling complementary products can drive up ABV. So what happens is there are incentives given by the buying team. So incentive can be in form of a promotion that in case if you buy a beer or larger pack or you make a bulk purchase, yes, definitely there is some benefit which is passed on. And when a customer, so a normal 200, 250 grams biscuit packet, the price is X. But if a customer upgrades to 1 kg, therefore definitely the price is much lesser than that. So these are the incentive which is passed on to the customer for bulk purchases. That's one of the example. So obviously what happens when a customer has decided to pay an X amount for 250 grams, but now he is paying Y amount for a bigger packet, which is much lesser if you calculate the rate according to the grammage. So definitely this helps into driving the ABV of that particular store. So now we'll see strategies to increase average bill value. Various initiatives can influence customers to purchase more, thereby increasing ABV. So there are many offers with regards to the food. There are many offers with regards to apparels as well. So all these initiatives are taken either by the store marketing team along with the zonal marketing team, or they can get in touch with the buyer and merchandiser, and they need to work out on promotions to ensure that the ABV is increased with a lot of marketing efforts as well. So the store ambience, product availability and promotional intensity contribute to higher sales. So in case the store has adequate lighting, the store is smelling fresh, the stocks are replenished, the visual merchandising in place, definitely all those factors will ensure higher sales, resulting into higher ABV. Suggestive selling, upselling and cross-selling techniques enhance the value of each transaction. So when a customer is buying a particular product, the salesperson needs to do another suggestive selling. They need to say that, okay, if a customer is buying one particular packet of biscuit, which is of 10 rupees, but if the customer, if the sales staff tells that a particular biscuit, you can buy two packets for 12 rupees, or maybe something, some suggestive selling is happening, or if a customer is buying noodles, then they need to offer that, okay, there is a Schezwan sauce available, or there's a pricing off, or there's a combo packet available. So all those suggestive selling needs to be pushed so that ABV can be increased. Definitely upselling and cross-selling techniques enhance the value of each transaction. So if a customer is buying a shirt, definitely the staff needs to offer trousers, matching trousers, the belt, accessories, handkerchief, socks, that's for men. Similarly, if a lady is purchasing a dress, that could be a top, then definitely multiple denims or different bottom skirts can be offered. A particular top can go with three different type of apparels as well. So along with that, accessories need to be sold, ensuring upselling, cross-selling, and which results into increase in ABV and increase in the value of each transaction. Offering loyalty rewards or discounts for larger purchases can incentivize customers to increase their spending. So if a customer has a loyalty, if the store has a loyalty program and every point is given as a every 100 rupees spent, the customer gets 1 point or a 1 rupee, definitely that loyalty program definitely pushes the customers to go for increased spending, because they know that they can still purchase something from that incentive, the money which is given as an incentive or as a bonus points. So definitely loyalty program works in favor of the store. Leveraging data analytics to personalize product recommendation and promotions based on customer preferences can boost ABV. So there are data available, and there is artificial intelligence also being used by retailers nowadays. So there are past data available, and there is specific when there is a loyalty program available, when the card is swiped, all the details of the customer is available. So there, based on that data, personalized offers can be rolled out. So there are places, there are stores who give specific 10 or 20% discount or flat 50% discount to a customer when it is his or her birthday month. So definitely customized offer is released, and definitely the customer would like to take those benefit with that particular coupon code which is sent on a message via an SMS or a WhatsApp message, thereby resulting to sales. So similarly, if a customer is getting a good discount, they will pick up more products, thereby increasing the ABV. So certain personalized offers needs to be rolled out, and here again the store manager with the store marketing team needs to ensure that they wear their thinking hats, they come up with innovative ideas to ensure that they give more promotions to the customers, thereby ensuring increase in ABV. Maximizing conversion rates and average bill value is critical for boosting store revenue. So quite easy to understand, where the store needs to boost their revenue, they need to increase conversion and the average bill value so that the top line and bottom lines are achieved. Continuous efforts to improve customer experience, product assortment and sales techniques are essential. So as I have said, that the conversion rate and the ABV are the key performance indicators. And in case if both the parameters are not achieved, then the store manager needs to take a continuous effort, need to check whether the right stocks are available, the footfalls are in place, the staff is available for selling. And if any of these parameters are faltered, they need to take corrective action, which are again definitely will help into increase into KPI, which will increase the sales of that particular store. Regular monitoring and analysis of conversion rates and ABV provide insights for strategic decision making and performance improvement. So in case if a particular product mix is not working or if the promotion is not working, they need to the store manager management team needs to keep an eye and provide all these strategic inputs to the decision making team and ensure that the promotion is tweaked and that works for that particular store, thereby improving the performance of that specific store. Encouraging a culture of innovation and experimentation can lead to development of novel strategies for driving sales growth. So there could be various factors which can be used. A store can use, in case of if a store is selling food, they can use a lot of innovation. They can have a MasterChef type contest or activity. They can have a baking contest, or they could work out some promotions where when those ladies are participating, they get a prize that drives footfalls in that. And definitely certain innovations with regards to the marketing promotions, that is one of the example with regards to the marketing promotion. Similarly, other innovations needs to be done, new category needs to be introduced, or in case if the product is not selling, then that needs to be removed and new product needs to be bought in that place, will ensure good sales and margins. So definitely a lot of innovation needs to be done, which will result into driving sales and the growth for that specific store. Investing in employee training and development program can enhance sales, staff effectiveness and customer engagement, ultimately driving up conversion rates and ABV. So when our staff are continuously trained, they are made champions with regards to the features, advantages and benefits of that particular product, and they know the product in and out, they handle all the objections. Therefore, that will definitely result into sales, and that will definitely help in improving the conversion rate and ABV of that specific store. Understanding category-wise sales. So category-wise sales analysis helps in understanding performance of each product category. The best example would be a biscuit category. So there are multiple categories. It would be glucose biscuit, it could be salted biscuits, then there could be cream biscuits, and definitely the merchandising team can generate a category-wise reports which will give a clear-cut picture and analysis that how the biscuit category is performing, what is the contribution of the glucose biscuits, what is the performance of milk biscuits, how the cream biscuits are moving, which biscuits are selling fast, which biscuits are slow movers. So this category-wise sales definitely helps the buying team to make a correct decision. Daily tracking of sales data enables identification of strong and weak performing categories. So when this when these categories are tracked on daily basis, the strong performers are definitely, there is increase in stocks for the strong performers, and the weak performing categories might be discontinued or there might be some promotion given on that. Categories are evaluated based on sales revenue to determine areas of improvement and optimization. So once the category report is generated, and in case the product is not doing well, the merchandiser either puts a promotion or they puts a discount, and they monitor. In case if the promotion helps in selling these sales, they might continue it or they might discontinue it. The format for recording category-wise sales includes key product categories and total store sales. So the format is recording, how the format used for recording is category-wise sales includes key product categories and total store sales. What is the store sales versus what is the contribution of that particular category to the store sale? That is also a key performance indicator. Analyzing category-wise sales facilitates strategic decision-making and resource allocation. So in case if any product category is not moving, then they need to take a decision whether they need to continue with that or they need to bring a new product which will help the store to achieve the store targets as well as generate revenue for the head office. What is the importance of category-wise sales? So category-wise sales analysis provide insights into consumer preferences and market trends. So definitely when this report is generated, it gives insights that what is the customer preference and how is the market trend moving. So in case there is increase in sales of cream biscuits, then definitely there is a trend which says that nowadays the customer is not preferring glucose biscuit, but that preference have changed to a cream biscuit. So that is one of the insights or one of the examples I can share, that these are the certain insights which will help to the merchandising team and buying team, thereby enabling them to reduce the number of glucose biscuits and they can increase the stock for cream biscuit as well. Identifying the high performing category helps in capitalizing on growth opportunities. So when this report is generated, they will see that there is high performing categories are giving good revenue. The buying team will ensure that the fill rate is followed by the vendor. The stocks are available 24/7, 365 days. The vendor is able to supply, in case they want to earn a bonus on that category, they might come with a promotion. So all those decisions can be taken by the category team, the buying team. Monitoring sales performance enables adjustment to marketing and merchandising strategies. So when the sales are monitored and checked, the marketing and the merchandising team can come up with strategies to ensure that the high selling products are available and the slow selling products are removed, or the shelf allocation with regards to planogram needs to be changed. So monitoring the sales performance definitely enables adjustments to the marketing and the merchandising strategies. Benchmarking against the industry standards allows for competitive positioning and performance evaluation. So every industry also has benchmarks, and when the category report is generated and published, the merchandising team and the store team checks that are they matching the benchmarks or are they below the benchmark. In case they are below the benchmark, then they need to do corrective action. And if they are breaching the benchmark, they need to raise the bar and ensure that they consistently maintain those performance. So that is with regards to the benchmarking, against with the same competitive positioning, how the other store is also doing, how that category is doing in other stores as well. So all those benchmarking definitely helps in long run. Effective category management contributes to overall store profitability and customer satisfaction. So category management definitely helps into store profitability And when the stock are right stock is available at the right place at the right price, delivers customer satisfaction, overall customer satisfaction, which will result into loyal customers coming back and again, thereby resulting into profitability. So now we'll see how strategies for optimizing category-wise sales helps into store or achieving targets and numbers. Implementing targeted marketing campaigns and promotion to drive sales in underperforming categories. So once the report is generated, the category-wise report is generated, the store manager also keeps an eye. There is a suggestion which comes from the store team that, okay, what customer is asking? Are the customer asking for more discount? In case if this particular size is not available, the store category team who's into buying also ensures that they give some promotions. So either they reduce the margins, their own margins, or the offer is a vendor-driven offer where the vendor is taking the hit. So all those plans, all those strategies needs to come into picture. And the when the category is not performing or it's underperforming, certain boost is given, certain promotions are given to ensure to drive sales in underperforming categories. Similarly, moving ahead, enhancing product assortment and availability to meet consumer demand and preferences. So definitely, if the customer wants more range, more depth, more wide assortment, then the category team needs to ensure more products and the wide range is available in the same category, thereby demand fulfilling customer demand and fulfilling their preferences. Utilizing data analysis to identify trends and forecast demand for each product category. So even the buying team does a lot of forecasting and they generally forecast that, okay, this particular product has demand and that will also sell with the help of promotion or in case if there is a bundle offer. Definitely all this data needs to be analyzed and once the analysis is done, the product mix is, the product is given either a promotion or it's bundled. Maybe there is other parameters which helps in pushing those category. So all this data when analyzed needs to give a concrete points, concrete insights to the buying team and the store team to ensure that in case if there's a promotion, it should work and it should deliver results. Collaborating with vendors and suppliers to introduce new products and improve category performance. So definitely in case if the products certain category is not moving, the buying team needs to push vendors with regards to new products as well and the suppliers to introduce new products and thereby improving the category performance. There are chances when the vendors are giving, there are two categories, vendor is supplying two products with two separate variants, but definitely one variant is only supplied over here. The category team can push the vendor to supply both, ask the vendor to supply, make arrangements, make amendments in the agreement, ensure that they get both the variants, thereby pushing product sales. In case if the category is not moving, they can ask for a vendor-driven performance or they can ask for the vendor-driven discount where the vendor takes the hit with regards to the profitability. So all those steps needs to be taken into consideration to improve the performance of that specific category and that products. Regularly reviewing category-wise sales data to adjust inventory levels and pricing strategies. So regularly reviewing, watching, generating revenue, generating category-wise report on a weekly and monthly basis definitely helps into doing an adjustment with regards to the inventory levels. So in case if the category is not performing, they can reduce these stocks. In case the category is performing, they can increase these stocks. And definitely all this action will result into additional sales for the store, thereby generating a good bottom line, good margins as well. Understanding sales per square feet. So sales per square feet is a metric used to evaluate the productivity of retail space. Quite self-explanatory. It's our biggest KPI, key measurement, KPI pointer. Calculated by dividing total sales by trading area, excluding back office or warehouse space. So the formula used over here is there is an entire store that is available. And when they calculate sales per square feet, they only calculate the space which is productive, which is giving them sales. So when they calculate this, they remove the back office area, they remove the warehouse space, and then whatever the space is remaining, that is calculated total sales is divided by the total trading area, which will give area sales per square feet figures. Comparing sales per square feet across categories over the time provides insight into space utilization efficiency. So depending upon the store's size and different type of formats, there are food, there is non-food, there are apparels, and each comparing sales per square feet with regards to the category. So when I say categories, it can be food, it can be non-food, it can be apparels, and these insights will tell them that which area is giving, which is utilized, optimized, which is used efficiently, which category is giving more sales, and definitely that will help the store team and the regional team, these zonal team and the head office to make strategies or change those strategies which are helping in with regards to generating more sales for the that specific store. Benchmarking in industry standard helps in assessing the store performance and identifying areas for improvement. So there is always benchmark available with regards to the industry as well, and the head office team and the store team needs to ensure that they are touching the benchmark. So if the store is in specific standalone store and their competitors are getting certain number of sales per square feet, then this store also needs to ensure that it's being in the same area, having the same catchment location, they also need to boost those numbers, they also need to achieve those numbers, and thereby they need to take corrective action to achieve those numbers which are already benchmark, which has already the other stores which have already raised the bar, and now this store needs to ensure that they touch the figures which are benchmarked. Analyzing sales per square feet enables strategic allocation of retail space to maximize sales potential. So as I said earlier, that in case if apparel is giving more returns per square feet, then the store needs to check that they whether in case if the general merchandise is not generating that much sales, then they might think of considering reducing the space of general merchandise, and they should think of increasing the space for apparels. So definitely this is one of the examples, the corrective action needs to be taken, the right decision making is done so that it generates more, there is more return per square feet, and there is definitely increase in sales and increase in bottom line. Importance of inventory turnover. Inventory turnover ratio measures how efficiently inventory is converted into sales. So it's a very simple thing to understand. If the inventory is properly stacked, there is a signage, it's as per the planogram, it's looking nice, it's appealing to the eye, the customer will come pick up the product and that will result into sales. So that is the inventory turnover ratio, how often the customers are coming and picking up the product and it's resulting into sales. There are various other factors as well. So in case if the movement is slow, then again the store team, the department manager needs, the store marketing team and the head office zonal team needs to understand why if the sales are less, and corrective action needs to be taken. Similarly, calculated by dividing sales by average inventory value, it indicates the frequency of inventory replenishment. So quite easy to understand, very easy formula, dividing the sales by average inventory value, that will give you how often, what is the frequency of that inventory replenishment is. Higher inventory turnover ratios indicate faster sales cycles and better inventory management. So when a sales report is generated and the category or the stocks are moving faster, the faster turnover ratios, definitely the team leader or the sales staff need to ensure that the proper ordering is done. There is a proper rapport between the buying team and the store team. And then stocks are easily available from the DC. The stocks are supplied by the vendor on a short notice, thereby ensuring that if there is a sales, the replenishment should also happen, and that same manner that at any given point of time there are no stockouts in the store. Optimizing inventory turnover reduces carrying costs, minimizing stockouts and improve cash flow. So if a category or a product is moving very fast, the team leader is proactive, he or she is placing order, the vendor is also excited. He also supplies this stock to the store directly, or it's through the DC. So all this thing, when the inventory is optimized, it will minimize the stockouts, and definitely that particular product will improve the cash flow for that specific store. Monitoring inventory turnover helps in identifying slow-moving inventory and improving overall store profitability. So in case if any stock or category is not moving, it's a slow moving, that needs to be identified, and corrective action needs to taken care. Either a promotion needs to be done or it needs to be discontinued. Thereby, it will definitely affect the store profitability.